Welcome to the Pitcot Podcast. You know, I think we've all felt that familiar pressure. The bills pile up, the emails just never seem to stop, and you know, you look across the kitchen table at your partner and you just realize that life, while it's busy, has gotten a little too predictable.
Yeah, you fall into a routine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we make these promises, right? Next year, we'll take that big, amazing trip. But so often, someday, just keeps getting pushed further and further out.
It's always on the horizon.
A deep dive like this, well, it's all about hitting the reset button on that. Our mission today is to turn those vague travel promises into real, actionable resolutions.
Right.
Not just to schedule a trip, but to fundamentally redefine how you approach vacation and memory making as a couple. We're talking about using travel not as an escape from life, but as essential fuel for your life together.
That's the critical distinction.
Yeah.
For this deep dive, we've culled some of the most potent insights from the bestseller ebooks on the Pitcot ebook store. And they offer this strategic guide for couples who are, you know, seeking that lasting connection.
Yeah.
The core argument here is that adventure and intentional travel, they aren't luxuries. They're like preventative maintenance for a relationship.
Preventative maintenance. I love that. So this isn't just a list of places to go.
Not at all.
We're going to unpack five key resolutions that get into the, you know, the psychology of shared experience. We're going to show you how to ensure your relationship keeps growing and stays vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening and looking for the complete methodology, all the in-depth guides, you can visit www.pitcot.com/books to download the bestseller ebooks we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with that foundational shift.
Yeah.
Because Pitcot is really insistent on this, on moving travel from the wish list to the non-negotiable investment category. Most of us treat a trip like a reward you earn after a year of just grinding. Why is that mindset so counterproductive?
Well, because it treats the relationship itself as like an expense, something you can only tend to after all the hard work is done. This philosophy just flips that entirely.
Okay.
If you wait until you are completely exhausted, just totally burned out, to book a vacation, the trip becomes a recovery mission, not a joy infusion.
Ah, that makes so much sense. You spend the first 3 days just decompressing.
Exactly. You're just recovering from the life you should have taken a break from way sooner.
Right.
And the material contrast is really key here. I mean, think about what truly generates wealth in your relationship. Is it that new gadget you bought, which will be obsolete next year?
No.
Or is it the memory of getting hopelessly lost together in a foreign city and just laughing about it later?
It's always the memory.
Those material purchases, they often translate into years of bills.
Yeah.
But those powerful shared experiences, that's like tax-free emotional capital. They're things you own forever.
That emotional capital, that's what we keep coming back to. And when you look at the research, it's always those high-intensity shared moments, not comfort, not predictability, that our brains prioritize for long-term memory.
And that's where this idea of giving yourselves permission comes in. It's an active declaration. You're saying our shared bond is more valuable than our short-term anxiety about work or money.
It's an act of collective self-care.
It is. And that permission, that's what turns adventure from a hopeful dream into a concrete priority. Because if you don't grant that permission, the default setting, which is always routine and distraction, it always wins.
Which perfectly sets the stage for resolution one.
Mm-hmm.
If permission is the mindset, then this resolution is all about the practical side of protecting that time.
Okay, so resolution one is commit to a real vacation.
A real vacation.
And by real, we mean something substantial enough to actually break those mental chains we were just talking about.
I think we've all been guilty of this, you know, calling a three-day weekend a vacation.
Yeah.
But Pitcot suggests a true break requires more than just stopping the car. You have to hit an emotional reset button, and that is time.
It does. A true vacation in this context, it needs to be time that is set in stone on the calendar. But more than that, it has to be aggressively protected.
Aggressively protected.
Yeah, we're talking about time that is non-negotiable, and that means physically and mentally unplugging. The source really highlights eliminating that whole maybe next month mentality by making the commitment so firm that you treat that time you've reserved for each other like absolute treasure.
Guarding it like treasure. I love that phrasing. Because in today's always-on-work culture, you really do have to actively defend your time What does that look like in practice?
It's about signaling to your world that you are unavailable. And this isn't just, you know, silencing your phone. It's communicating clearly with your colleagues weeks in advance, using autoresponders that say, you will not be checking email. It's leaving the laptop at home. The defense is both physical separation and psychological disengagement.
Because if you bring the mental load of work with you,
the relationship doesn't get that joy infusion it was promised. It just doesn't work.
That deep break is so essential for real restoration. It lets you show up fully present for your partner. And that leads us right into the next step, resolution two, which is about how you create that experience. Plan together.
Yes. And planning, according to Pitcott, shouldn't be a chore. It should be, and this is their phrase, foreplay for adventure.
Okay.
It sounds playful, but there's a serious psychological benefit here. The anticipation of a trip can often provide just as much emotional uplift as the trip itself.
That's a really interesting take. So if planning is foreplay, does that mean the excitement is just as important as the travel? But, I mean, what if one partner loves logistics and the other just wants to show up? Doesn't planning together just add stress?
That's a valid point.
Yeah.
But the source argues the goal isn't, you know, 50-50 logistics. It's 100% shared investment.
Shared investment, okay.
So collaborative planning is less about who books the flight and more about managing expectations and sharing the vision. When you're scrolling through flights at midnight or debating the cozy B&B versus the city hotel, you are aligning your desires. You're figuring out where to compromise.
So the planning phase is like a safe testing ground for decision-making before the pressure of the actual trip.
Exactly. It's a shared creative project. The debates, the excited countdowns, deciding where to splurge on a meal or where to save, those chats pull you closer. And the aha moment that Pitcott emphasizes is realizing that when you finally land, you know you built that escape side by side.
It's a shared victory.
It is. And that dramatically reduces the chance of resentment if things don't go perfectly.
Which ensures you're both co-creators of the memory, invested long before you even pack a suitcase. You know, if you're connecting with these ideas and are ready to infuse more intention into your life, remember you can find so many more resources and guides by visiting www.pitcott.com.
Okay, moving into resolution three, we hit the part that guarantees those memories will stick. Try something new.
This one is tough. We often default to what's easy and familiar, especially when we're tired. But Pitcott is really challenging that comfort zone, saying that, you know, predictability, while it's safe, it doesn't generate stories worth retelling.
Comfort zones are for sleeping, not for growth. To create powerful, lasting memories, you need novelty. Novelty heightens our awareness, it floods the brain with dopamine, and it ensures that the experience gets properly encoded into your long-term memory. The source has some fantastic, challenging examples for shaking things up.
Okay, give us some of those examples that really force couples out of that comfort zone.
Think about shared vulnerability. Don't just sit on... Don't just eat dinner. Take a hands-on cooking class in a cuisine you know nothing about. Or try something where you are guaranteed to be clumsy, like signing up for salsa dancing lessons in Havana. The key is embracing the possibility of failure together.
I think that's the real genius of it. You know, I often feel this pressure to look competent in front of my partner, but shared clumsiness, that just fosters a deeper intimacy.
Absolutely. The source argues the thrill of that new experience sticks so much longer than any souvenir. Will you remember the standard hotel breakfast 10 years from now?
Unlikely.
But you will definitely remember the time you both tried surfing and fell flat into waves at the exact same time. Or the laughter when you realized you added way too much chili powder to that Italian sauce. Adventure is messy, it's raw, and that messiness creates the most durable bonds.
It's the contrast, the break from routine. Now, while those grand adventures are amazing, Resolution 4 is a total game changer for consistency, monthly mini vacations.
This is all about intentional, frequent maintenance. If you only wait for the big trip once a year, you risk letting all this relationship dust settle in between.
Right.
So Pitcott suggests planning these tiny, intentional escapes all year long to keep the connection dynamic.
But how do we define a mini vacation so it doesn't just turn into like a productive weekend where you end up cleaning the garage?
The intention is key. It has to be about breaking the routine and changing the scenery, even if it's brief. A staycation often leaves you anchored by all your household chores.
True.
A mini vacation requires packing light and changing your physical location. It could be a spontaneous weekend at a lakeside cabin, a day trip to a nearby town you've never explored, or even just one night away in a quirky inn 30 miles from home.
So it's not about the distance, it's about the change in perspective.
Precisely. The key insight is that romance needs these little sparks every month, not just one annual explosion. These short breaks are consistent reminders that your relationship requires attention. Pitcott says the best love stories aren't written in one massive book, but in small, intentional chapters that add up over time.
Which brings us to our final resolution, Resolution 5. And this one really embraces culture, intensity, and deep shared experience. Attend a festival.
Yes. This is kind of the pinnacle of shared vulnerability and novelty combined. Pitcott describes festivals as wild, colorful, loud, unforgettable. They create what's called pure magic when you step into that environment together.
And we're talking about global cultural immersion, right? Not just a local music event.
Exactly. Experiences that provide a multi-sensory overload. We're talking about dancing to drums in the heart of Africa, or walking through lantern-lit streets during a celebration in Asia, or getting lost in the magnificent, chaotic energy of Rio's carnival.
Wow.
These are moments designed to make your heart race, which bonds you to the person standing right there next to you.
That physiological response has to be a huge part of it. You're experiencing something intense, maybe overwhelming, and your brain is associating that powerful emotion with your partner.
Absolutely. Festivals are so much more than just parties. They're deep dives into culture, into history, into communal celebration. You are tasting new foods, hearing music that completely rearranges your understanding of melody, and just witnessing pure, unrestrained human joy.
It's an immersion that forces you to abandon your routine perspective.
It does. And when you soak in that intensity together, Pitcott suggests it feels like the world itself is sort of blessing your bond. You're stepping outside your known reality, sharing this rare, profound human experience that just naturally deepens your shared story.
It really is the ultimate expression of that whole philosophy we started with. Using a powerful external adventure to internally strengthen the intimacy of your connection. Okay, so let's unpack this ultimate takeaway. We've covered 5 resolutions. Committing to real time off, planning collaboratively, seeking out novelty, feeding the relationship with mini vacations, and embracing these grand cultural immersions.
If we synthesize all that, the core message is really this. You have to be intentional about creating a life that feels alive together. Love grows best when it's fed adventure, not just comfort. These resolutions are basically blueprints for collecting moments that will make you grin when you are old and gray.
Because that's the final provocative thought we're left with, isn't it? What will you truly remember when you look back?
Mm-hmm.
It won't be the jobs you quit or the bills you finally paid off. It will be the journeys. The ones where you held hands, got hopelessly lost, laughed until you cried, and just loved without distraction. The time to start building that rich life together is today. Are you ready?
That's the question.
If you are ready to start planning those journeys and need more inspiration, make sure to visit www.pitcott.com for more resources and those best-selling ebook guides. And hey, if you haven't already, please subscribe to our channel and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. And please press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too. Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.